Welcome to the Table Podcast, where we discuss issues of God and culture, brought to you by Dallas Theological Seminary.
Welcome to the Table. We discuss issues of God and culture. I'm Daryl Bach, Executive Director for Cultural Engagement at the Hendricks Center here at Dallas Theological Seminary. And my guest today is a returnee, a veteran of foreign wars, Naima Lett, and she is our woman on the scene in Hollywood. She is a professional actress and a graduate of the seminary's media program. I'm glad to have you back.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me back. I love it. So.
Well, we love having you. And what we want to do is discuss kind of the state of faith films in Hollywood and kind of where we are in this season where we seem to be coming up with a lot of projects either in film or on television related to the faith. And then there's one film in particular we want to talk about called The Good Lie, which has not done well at the box office, but really is, I think, a very worthy film. So let's start there. So tell us, where are we? What's going on in the faith and film world?
This is a wonderful time to be a part of the faith and film world. When Hollywood announced at the beginning of the year that this was the year of the Bible, that was a huge announcement that literally, you know, we could all look at and go, hey, this is going to be a phenomenal year. But not just this year, it will be this year, next year, the year after. And that's how the projects kind of roll out. So where we are, we've already had a huge kind of first 6 months with Heaven Is For Real, God Is Not Dead. I throw Noah in there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, he did preside over a flood. So.
Right. Yeah. Those movies did so phenomenal in the box office, including Son of God, that, I mean, it really kind of set records and set paces, and Hollywood has taken notice and said, yes, we will continue to do this. And so the last part of this year, we have Exodus, God and Kings coming out, which will be December. The Good Lie, of course, is one that has just come out. They redid Left Behind.
That movie got left behind.
It did. Yeah. But they did redo it. They redid it big budget-wise. Right, they tried. And then also December, this will be a really cool award season to watch because there's a movie called Unbroken that's coming out and is actually about a believer. They don't focus so much on his faith, but Angelina Jolie directed it. But this is a man of incredible faith, and his real story will be an inspiration.
Is this a war veteran story?
Absolutely.
Okay. I heard about this, and I heard about the controversy that rotated around, which actually is a controversy that also had the potential to go the same way in the movie The Good Lie, because the writer of that screenplay, Margaret Nagel, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce her last name.
Yeah,
I spoke with her at the screening that I was at, and she told me the story about how there were several people connected with the movie production companies that were overseeing the film wanted her to take a lot of the biblical and faith stuff out, and she refused to do it because she said, this is a core part of the story as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and you could see it.
Yeah.
It plays itself out.
Yeah.
What I love to say about it, and we'll talk about it a little bit later, is what was so impressed upon me with The Good Lie is it wasn't necessarily a faith-based film.
Right.
But it was a film about people of faith.
Exactly.
And so when it's a film about people of faith, you get it.
Right.
So Unbroken is about a man of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they don't necessarily focus on that part, you get it. So Unbroken comes out, I believe, Christmas Day.
Okay.
Also Selma, the story of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
With
one of my good friends, David Oyelowo. That one comes out on Christmas Day. And then, of course, Exodus, God, and King. So December, Christmas, Hollywood is bringing you Christian faith-based films for Christmas, people. Wow. Easter and Christmas. Christmas and Easter.
Yeah.
And of course, AD.
Right. This coming, TV series, yes, the TV which is coming series. At Easter time. Mm-hmm,
coming at Easter.
Yeah.
And I believe Mary will be out by next year as well. Okay. So that film has gotten pushed back a lot of controversy. Uh-huh. But they have said that 2015 will be the release date. So we'll see.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on.
This is a great time to be a filmmaker and a creator of art. If you are going down this path where you really want to include faith-based or faith themes in your work, this is a great time.
Well, let me ask you this question. We just had Robert Johnston in here to do a video on movies and how to watch them really how they impact us.
I can't wait to watch that.
Yeah. So, but what advice would you give to Christians as they walk into these films? Because I know for a lot of Christians, there's kind of this automatic default category that says, I'm going to evaluate this in light of how it lines up with the details of the book. What expectations should we have as we watch these kinds of movies and these kinds of efforts?
Okay. For the independent films, and as we saw with the Heaven Is For Reals, and Heaven Is For Real was actually a studio film, but The God's Not Dead, you know, like for those, the independent films, you can keep that kind of expectation because those are films that are made by Christians for Christians with a Christian theme, and it is gonna literally, they're made to boost the faith of the Christian all day long. But for those that are more Exodus, Noah, I think I said this when we talked about Noah.
We reviewed it, yeah.
Exodus, I would not.
Don't take the book of Exodus with you to the theater.
I would not recommend going into the theater with the expectation that it is going to be jot and tittle biblically based. I just think we said it before and people just kind of, miss it. But I believe that the movies in and of themselves and the films they still have a place and they have a voice and provide us an opportunity to have the dialogue.
That's what I want you to develop for.
And so I believe that when we go into the theater, we go in to watch a good film. And then we're able to take the different pieces and have the conversations and the dialogues with our friends that may or may not be people of faith and dialogue about the movie itself. And then we can bring in, because these are avenues to which we can discuss our faith in a very relevant and real way.
They're door openers without being mirrors.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. And I believe that if we go in with the expectation that this is going to be a well-made film, mind you, this is a studio film that they've spent a lot of money on, and I mean, the names alone. I mean, Christian Bale is not signing up. He did Batman. A Dark Knight or whatever. He is not signing up to do Moses and Exodus, and it's going to be some floppy whatever. Like, He's going to be tied to something that is excellent. And so it's going to be an excellent made film. And I think that it gives us a beautiful opportunity to have the dialogues. I'm not going to take my Bible and go, I think when I tried to do that, with one of the series I was on TV, I got so angry. I was like, you know what, let me just watch.
Okay, so we've gotten the Surgeon General's warning out of the way. Let's talk about the way to go into these movies is to not have too high an expectation about what it's going to deliver in terms of biblical detail, but it still may raise questions about what the Bible story is.
Yes.
The life choices that are put before us, that kind of thing, even though it may come at it from a different angle. And so from that perspective, it may actually open some real doors to have the real conversations. Is that the way in?
That is. I absolutely believe that is the way in. And in the conversations that we have had with our friends alike, and we have friends across the spectrum, what I love is, and what we love mm-hmm. is talking about the art. Mm-hmm. So we dialogue with artists about their art, and we have conversation with people about art because art is made to move us. Mm-hmm. We are supposed to have a reaction. Mm-hmm. And then as we wrestle with art and wrestle with the messages and wrestle with the meanings, we begin to make sense out of the things that go on in our own lives. Mm-hmm. And they're valid pieces of work. Mm-hmm. Whether or not I agree with the work or not, or agree with the artist who made it, mm-hmm. does not negate the importance of the art itself. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Yeah.
So in the same way that a friend of mine is a wonderful curator in Los Angeles and she does an art show, I go, you know, I was just, you know, literally like maybe 2 weeks ago, I was just at an opening. She had an arts talk, and the whole room was full of artists, and we all dialogued about the art. Mm-hmm. We all have a reaction. Mm-hmm. That is what the art does for us mm-hmm. and brings for us. So these movies, these films, they're works of art, mm-hmm. and they're meant for us to dialogue and wrestle with.
Right.
I think it would be a huge missed opportunity mm-hmm. if we throw up the boycott sign mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and we're not going to go see this because it's not, you mm-hmm. know, jot and tittle, mm-hmm. word for word, the Bible. Mm-hmm. I think we go and see it. We embrace the, you know, the art. We react to it. Mm-hmm. We interact with it. If we love it, yes. If we don't, you know, we talk about it. Mm-hmm. But let's get in there. Let's have the discussions mm-hmm. with culture and really, you know, try to understand one another.
See, one of the things that I do when I go to these films, with the expectation, I think, set at a level that is less than expecting a mirrored Bible story, is one of the questions I ask is, why would a person reading the Bible see the Bible this way if it's different than the way I might see it, you know?
That's good.
And get an insight into
what is it
that it's triggering that's causing it to be viewed this way? Why is this being brought out? That kind of thing. And that's just one of many ways But again, the point is, you use it as a launching point. It's an opportunity to have a conversation. Like I say, it allows you to have conversations you may have longed to have with your friends, but trying to come in through the ecclesiastical door, they shut down. Now you come in through the Hollywood door, and all of a sudden, oh, well, we can talk about this.
We can talk about it.
So I see it as an opportunity sometimes to accomplish and get into conversations you've longed to have that otherwise you might not have the opportunity to do.
To be able to have.
That's right.
Now, I do wish, I'm going to just say this, because, you know, I'm in Los Angeles.
Right.
We're in the entertainment industry. I do wish that if you're going to spend $100 million on a movie, mm-hmm. I wish that it could be more biblically accurate.
Right.
You know, but hey, I'm a DTS girl, you know. I mean, you know, it is what it is,
that's right?
Right. Now we're, you know, to a certain degree, we're a bit purist when it comes to the Word of God,
right?
And we don't apologize for that.
That's right.
So I do wish that, but I don't have that expectation.
That's right.
So in that regard, I understand that filmmakers are telling stories. And I'm grateful that they are finding a home in our Bible. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful that we're able to pull these narratives out, bring them to life, and then have the discussions in culture about the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Because there is so much more dialogue going on about the Word of God these days. Mm-hmm. And I think that is precious and it's brilliant. I think it's absolutely brilliant. And I actually think God is behind it.
That's
so
interesting.
So I think that God is behind it. And I think that he is still driving the train.
Yeah. Now the buzz that I hear, now I'm here in Dallas, so it's a long way from the buzz in LA, all right? But the buzz that I sometimes hear is that you've got people asking questions about these stories and these narratives as they think about how to portray them that they haven't been asking. And so it's drawing in conversations, you know, that may or may not show up in the film, but it is
Absolutely.
Showing up in the minds of people as they're wrestling with what this content is and how to portray it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And whether you are the producer, mm-hmm. the director, mm-hmm. or the actor, mm-hmm. or the writer, mm-hmm. you are now having to wrestle with these questions mm-hmm. and actually go to the text. Mm-hmm. So you are actually going to the Bible mm-hmm. and beginning to understand and doing research mm-hmm. on it. Now, you may choose to make a different choice, or mm-hmm. you may choose to bring out elements that are different, because there's still a lot of creative license
that
is taken. But
there are a lot of gaps.
There are a lot of gaps.
Yeah,
you have to fill in those
gaps,
too. But isn't it great that we are wrestling with biblical content in culture in a way that was not happening 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
So right. So you've got in your head looks like two to three years worth of faith films that are on tap.
Basically, yep. At least through 2015, going into the beginning of 2016.
Now I think I heard you went through the list, and there was one title I didn't hear that I thought was There's a movie on Pontius Pilate that's being developed. Is that true?
Yes, and that one's with Brad Pitt.
Okay. Brad Pitt as Pontius Pilate, or Pontius Pilate as Brad Pitt. Who knows? Okay.
Yes, that is. That one's also in the rotation. And he did Fury, so he had to finish that one up. But I think this one might be the next one, or at least that's what we've been told.
Okay.
And they have developed it, and he did sign on. He's attached to the project. So okay. From what we know in terms of what's being reported, that is coming down the pike. And it's being put out there as more of an, trying to understand his side of things and that nuance. So we'll
see. Who knows?
We'll see.
You know, a conversation about Pontius Pilate would be a pretty interesting one to have in the culture.
I think so, wouldn't it?
Well, so we've got another couple of years of this.
At least. I mean, if these do well, there will be others.
Continue.
They're going to come.
Yeah, they'll franchise it.
Thanks for listening to The Table Podcast. For more podcasts like this one, visit dts.edu/thetable. Join us next week for part two. Dallas Theological Seminary. Teach truth. Love well.